Hey, thanks for holding. My name's Charlie. I'm the pricing director in your area. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic, and I just want to make sure I address you properly. Is your name Daniel?
Danielle.
Danielle. Nice to meet you, Danielle. Did
You
you
too.
have any questions about what Charles was going over with you?
Well, I guess mainly I want to know, like, what exactly are you guys gonna do? I guess that's your department to tell me. Like, break it down or?
So I can break it down for you. Absolutely. He did tell me that you had some bad experiences before. Is that correct?
Yeah, you know what? And I just remembered the name of it. It was called Triumph Marketing.
Okay. And they, what
That's
did
not you guys, right?
they? No. We're local splash, so.
They were kind of like the, like, where they did stuff like that similar, and but they promised in like 1 month that you'd be ranking one, and because I'm also a realtor, so if you can do good on our electrical business, then I would want you to do my real estate business.
Oh, yeah, we would be honored
So
to do
you'll
that.
get a double account if you can prove to me that you are who you say you are, because I'm going to tell you, I've had some really, really bad experiences and spent a lot of money, and now I'm extremely hesitant, but I kind of like what you guys are offering. I went on your website and stuff, so, but if you want to break it down for me.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'm sorry you had to go through, that. I know, you work hard for your money and you want to invest it into to your own business, and you want to see those dollars being put back into the business and then coming back out, right? And I apologize that you have that bad taste in your mouth from our industry. That's not what we're about. We do a month-to-month service, like Charles was saying, so that way we can prove it to you each and every month that you can continue to get clients. I see that you're Maple Electric. Do you guys just do installs, or do you guys do maintenance as well?
We do maintenance too.
Okay, and you guys do a whole lot of stuff. This is nice. Bathroom remodeling. I don't see a website here. I'm on your
I
Yelp.
don't have one. I that was one of my other incidents that I had, was that I had someone build me one, and every time they called me, and I'm talking about like the next day, they were constantly asking for thousands of dollars more, and they would
Really?
do just a tiny bit, and yeah, it was a
No.
nightmare.
Yeah, oh no. No,
And
no,
so
no.
I just had to cancel it, and I had to get my
Yeah.
money back.
I'm so sorry about that. Now let me ask you a question. When
So
you
I
had
can't
the
get
web,
a good one built yet.
yeah, don't worry about it. I'm gonna take care of you. Do you have the domain name that you have for that website, or did they have everything?
I gotta update it, but so let me kind of explain, because the company, I'm actually a contractor, so it's Maple Contracting Group LLC, but at this moment we're only focusing on electric because business is new, so we have our license for that, but so we're just trying to focus on Maple Electric. Now, my domain name is Maple Contractors Group, and that's kind of, but I'm not set on that.
Okay. What would you like it
So
to
I got a
be?
kind of a different scenario. I don't know. I was just thinking, I wanted it to be Maple Electric, but I don't even know if it's available.
Well, what I can do is, because I know Charles says this is an exclusive listing, I'm going to break it down for you and everything like that. And I mean, if it makes sense for you to move forward with us today to get all this stuff handled for you. What I'll do is I'll let my team know we're going to do an onboarding call with you. What I'll do is I'll tell my team, hey, come up with a couple of different domain names for you, and because we're going to build your website. And I would, they'll, in that onboarding call, they'll say, which one would you like best? And we'll work from you from the top to the bottom, whichever one you like, we can pick out. If you have any ideas, we could always search those as well, and we can buy those for you too. So, yeah, we really want this to make it smooth sailing, and there's no extra thousands of dollars just to change your website. I'm so sorry you had to go through that. So right now you got
Alexa. It's harder when you're a new business too. So, you know, I'm not like some big, huge corporation.
Absolutely.
I'm a small business.
Yes.
Very small.
Yes. And that's the tough part, right? Cause you're trying to get business, and then people are like, oh, I can build this for a lot of money. And it's like, well, I don't have the resources.
Yeah, you max out your cards to get it done, and then nothing happens.
Yeah, so it's just like, how about now? I'm just looking up something in your area really quickly. So when I look up Bayshore, I look up just Electric Bayshore, and I see other companies that are ranking on the first page of Google right now. I don't know if you know of
I'm actually... My office, or my home, because I have a home office, it's North Babylon, or West Islip area, because my backyard's literally West Islip. So if you want to look at those, because Bayshore's a little, probably like 10, 15 minutes away from me.
Okay. So I just looked up North Babylon for you really quickly, okay? I see Express, Electrical Services. I don't know if you know who those are. These are all your competitors,
no.
by the way. So you got
right.
PRG Electrical, Island Views Electrical.
I know them.
Okay, yeah. So they're paying for, you know, first page placement as well. Which one, PRG or just Island Views Electrical?
I think I've heard of both of them because when I've done research to look at my competition.
Mm-hmm. You find them.
Yeah.
Awesome. Okay, so I just wanted to let you know, like, these are the people that are taking advantage of this because they see the actual value of being able to have first page placement on Google, because people, what they'll do is this is how it works. They'll go to their phone, they're having an electrical problem, they'll type in electrical companies near me, and within that radius that they're in, your company would pop up on that first page of Google for you to start acquiring those leads and services that you offer, correct?
Right.
So that's how that works. Now, some of these guys don't have websites. We are going to offer you, because I know you've been in a bad experience before. I want this to be the best experience you've ever had. We're going to actually offer a website for free for you in this bundle. Everything here is just a month-to-month. Like I said, it's a flat fee. We don't charge extra. There's no hidden fees per month, or if you want something done to your website or anything like that, there's no hidden fees there. I do have a question. Do you have a Facebook account with your new business here?
I do.
Okay.
I do.
Okay.
It's called Maple Contractors.
Maple Contractors. Okay. And then do you post on there, or do you do anything with that?
No, I haven't been lately because I've just like almost given up. Because what was happening is that I was I just decided to just pay for leads, and kind of like Angie's List.
Yeah.
And we were doing so good, and we were so booked. And then I started paying them $600-something for leads. And after we've been with them for a while, and they made us happy, they just stopped giving us leads and charging us bogus leads.
Oh,
it's just, I have not had any luck, let me tell you. I thought I was having luck for a little while with them.
Yeah.
And I need to generate my own.
Yeah, almost like get you in, type deal, give you the good ones, and then once you start paying monthly, they kind of just gave you the bad ones, huh?
Yeah. Okay. That's exactly what happened.
Oh man, I'm so sorry about that. Well, this is different, right? So we utilize Google and we utilize Facebook to bring you exclusive leads just for you. Okay. So I know you're not doing much on your Facebook account, but what we do in this package is we actually run Facebook ads that are targeted to people that are coming to Google. So we're able to retarget people. Excuse me. We're able to retarget people from Google. And we're able to run Facebook ads for you so that way people that have already searched for the keywords that they're looking for, they're seeing your business populate on Facebook as well. Our clients have seen really good results from Facebook, just how we are able to target those specific people that are interested in your business. All right. So we take both of those on for you on top of the website. I do want to say too, we give you a fully, you are popular. You are a popular woman. I did want to tell you.
I'm going to actually turn the ringer off because it's a lot of it's telemarketers.
Gotcha, yeah. They want to get you up. So what we do as well is we actually put up a full tracking mechanism for you. It's fully customized. Uh-huh. So you'll be able to see all the keywords you're listed for in your area. You'll be able to see how many clicks you're getting to your website from Google. You'll be able to see how well your Facebook ads are running. You'll be able to see how good your calls are coming in, how many calls from new clients are coming in. If you have any ideas of, hey, I want to start targeting different keywords, because I know right now you're just electrical, but if you want to venture out into other things, because I do see you guys did like kitchen remodels and stuff like that, or bathroom remodels. If you want to start venturing back into that, we can always change those keywords up for you. If you want to run a promotion on Facebook, we can always make that happen for you as well. If you want anything changed on your website, give us a call and we change it on the website and it's no extra cost. You're not being charged double, triple or anything like that. Okay. And on top of that, you're not being charged per lead. It is a flat rate month to month. All right. So does that sound very valuable to you?
Yeah. Awesome. Let me ask you. So, doing it that way, how long does something like that start showing some results where you look like something, you're getting traction?
Very good question. Okay. So let me just break down the calendar for you how it does. Okay. So we would get you on that onboarding call. Like I said, I would set it up for tomorrow if I were you, with me. I would set it up with you tomorrow so that way we can start doing it right away. We will submit your business out to 60 plus directory listings within the 5 to 7 day mark. You'll get your credentials in 5 to 7 days, with that onboarding, the tracking mechanism. We have to build it for you. Within 7 to 14 days, we will have your website done, finished, and up. And we will have your Facebook ads done, finished, and up within that 7 to 14 day mark. Within 30 to 45 days, you will start populating on the first page of Google. Okay. And I would say that the first month is kind of building everything. So it's very hard.
Right. And I understand that.
Yeah. So it's very hard to gauge like how many clients you're going to get in that first month. It's really on that second month where everything is running now and you're like populating, that's when you're really going to see the results. What we've seen is we try to push as much for the first month so that way you can get at least one or two people in. That's what we try to push. It's not guaranteed, like I said, because it's marketing. I know you've been promised the moon and the stars before. I don't want to say like we're going to get you this for sure, right? But
right, I understand.
Yeah, but we've seen our clients have results on the first month, so that way this pays for itself, so you're not out of pocket, and then really their best results come after when all that stuff is running and they have a longer period and they're able to get in front of more customers that way.
Now, is there like one, let's say I'm up and running and I'm getting, you know, a few leads here and there, later down the line, is there a way that we could ramp it up and make it more powerful, you know, like is there some things that you would suggest?
Yeah.
Because I'm all about spending money if it's going to make me money.
Exactly. Who isn't, right? So, yes, there is. So right now, how it works is I have you, so the SEO part will definitely cover you in your own backyard up to around 15 to 20 miles, okay? Now, the Facebook ads will be able to target specific areas that you want to target, and then we can do a radius from there. Facebook goes all the way up to 50 miles, okay? So we can hit your area and then do a 50-mile radius if you're interested in that. Or if you would like to stay within that 20 miles, we can do that too with Facebook ads also, and it's just going to be double whammy then. Now, if you want to go higher than that, we can offer you more, I guess you can say, higher paying leads from Google, where it's more of a cost per click type deal. So they're going straight to your website and you're paying an advertising bill with Google. We take care of that, but it is a little more expensive. But I would say just to get you running, like this right here with the Facebook, the Google, get your website, start getting some good reviews. We would definitely be able to scale you up month to month after that and get you on those higher skill jobs.
Okay.
We can definitely scale you out. And we can do it with Facebook as well too. So we'll be able to track things, like I said. So we'll be able to say, hey, like we're getting a lot of, let's say we're getting a lot of, searches in West Babylon area, right? Over here on the west side of it, right? What we would do was we would say, hey, let's start targeting advertisements over there so that way we can push more leads your way, right? Because it seems like that's a popular area. So we're definitely always working with you, okay?
Okay.
And we have an open door policy. So our team is going to work with you month to month. We're not just going to send you out there and you're not going to hear from us. No, we're going to be working with you. One thing that we do recommend is that you have to answer like emails, text message, and phone calls from us because we always want the best results for you. So we're always going to be like, hey, like we found this over here. We should do this. And then we'll run it by you. And then we're a team, right? That's the goal is we're a team trying to get you more clients.
Right.
So with that, everything, like I said, is just a month-to-month deal, a flat rate that you would just be paying month to month. No hidden fees would be a $299. It is month to month. We do have a one-time setup fee just for programming that is $99. So it would be $398 today. And then after that, it would just be $299 month to month after that. Okay.
Okay. Now you're saying that you, so just so I can clarify this, will you be able to clean up my, Facebook account or how?
Yes.
What are you gonna like build it and make it look nice? Cause I mean, that was just me doing it, just trying to do it.
Yeah. So, we can help you out with the Facebook ads. We can help you out with Facebook as well. If you have pictures, I believe one thing we do is every 2 weeks, we send you a post that you can post on Facebook. The more pictures you give us, the better off, because now we just have content all the time for you that we can constantly post. So there'll be pictures on your Google profile so people can go through there and look at them. You know, we're going to have pictures on your website so people can go through there and look at them as well. And then when they see that Facebook ad and they want to go over there, there'll be pictures as well that they can go through also. So they'll be able to see your work from before and afters. They'll be able to see all that stuff. So yes, we're going to help you out to the max so that way you can get the best results possible. But like I said, I don't want to promise you the moon and the stars. It's not guaranteed that you're going to get all these clients, like 10 clients a month, right? We got to start off slow and make sure it's built correctly.
Right. I understand.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's see if there was anything else I wanted to ask you.
Okay. Yeah. No problem. Go ahead and think of one. What's your last name?
It's Grassa.
How do you spell that?
G-R-A-S-S-A.
Grassa. And then what's a good email address for you?
It's Danielle Grassa. So it's D-A-N-N-I-E. LLEGRASSA
At Gmail. And you said you're also a realtor as well?
Yes.
That's pretty cool. How are you liking it right now with the whole housing market? Is it still good for you, or it's ups and downs too?
It's okay.
I'm
struggling in that too. Everything's gotten really bad. This is the worst that we've ever been. So it's just been, you know, because now my husband also works for the local 3 union. Besides that, we have a crew for the electrical and contracting. Mm-hmm. So I'm self-employed and he's part-time self-employed because he's the one that comes and checks on the jobs and stuff like that.
Gotcha.
And all the self-employment stuff is like we lost a lot of money because everything's just slow. And I know a lot of it has to do with marketing, mm-hmm. but I keep on running into bad scenarios, and that's my concern.
Right. Well, here, I'm going to send you a text message really quickly. So I'm going to send you a text message of our packages. I want you to take a look at
that. Okay. Well, let me give you my cell because this is the office number. It's 631.
Let me see. Hold on.
645-7414.
Okay. Hold on. Give me 1 sec. Let me see if I can change the number here. It won't let me. 631-604.
No. 645.
Okay.
7414.
Interesting. Okay. What I'm going to do then, I'm just going to send you an email because I'm not going to be able to.
Why is it interesting?
Because I'm able to send text messages like on my software to you. That's where I'm sending it from. But I'm not able to change the number. I'm only able to send the message through the number that I'm talking to you on right now.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. That is interesting. You might need to talk to those people.
So what I'm going to do is I'm going to send you an email. I'm just going to put a link in there. And this is our pricing page. I'm going to show you what kind of deal you're getting here. Because, like I said, your new business, one, you've been have a bad taste in your mouth from these people as well. Let me get that email. I did say this. And that way you'll be able to see also that, you know, you are making a good decision with going with us because we are Google Premier partners. And I want to show you that. Okay, so I sent you an email extending through the airwaves right now. It's coming from Charlie.
Okay.
Let me know when you get it. How long have you been out there in
New York?
Yeah, in New York for.
I've been here for 14 years. I'm originally from Georgia.
Oh, nice. Nice. My uncle lives in upstate New York, so.
Oh, yeah. I like up there. It's nice.
Yeah. My mom's from New York as well. They grew up in the Bronx. So, then they moved over here. All right. Did you get that email?
I clicked the link, yeah.
Okay. So, you should see on the top, it says, take control of your online presence. Does it say that at the top?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, go down a little bit. You'll see proven success. We've been in the business for 18 years. We work with over 10,000 business owners, just like yourself, across the United States. I want to show you, though, the Google Ads Partner logo that we have there. Now, this is, you cannot scam this. You cannot pay for this. You have to do good business with Google. And you kind of saw that with Charles when you're like, oh, wow, you got a 4.9. You got a credit. Yeah, we have to maintain a 4-star and above with Google for us to be able to have a Google Premier partner there. So we definitely have good proven success here because we have to be able to maintain that, right? I want to go down a little bit, though, to the SEO package. Now, I gave you the Platinum package, and I gave it to you at $299 with only a $99 setup fee. So I'm saving you guys over $600 today just to get started so we can start acquiring businesses for you guys so that way, you know, you don't have these slow areas anymore, okay?
Right. You know, I have also a question because I see Alexa. I had someone contact me one time. And but I looked them up, and they people had a lot of bad reviews about it. Not the service, but the people that were providing the service. With Alexa and Siri. And like, you know, like when people use it, you're like one of the top people in there because people are not using that as often as they do everything else. Like not clients, but you know, people are not buying the Alexa marketing and Siri marketing.
Right.
Is that the same thing when it says Alexa?
So, yeah.
You know, like if I say, Alexa, give me an electrical company, and it pops my company, Maple Electric.
Right. So, exactly. And that's the problem with that specific, just that service in alone. So this is weaved in with the Google and the Facebook as well. So we put that. So a lot of people go out there and it sounds good, right? Hey, people can search your business just by saying, hey, Alexa, you know, search for electrical companies in my area, right? But the problem is this, they don't tell you is that you have to have the keywords that are popping up on that first page. And if you're not, then how are they going to know your business name, right? So no one's really going to know maybe electric by name, but they're going to know the keywords. And if you're not on that first page with good SEO services, then really that it really doesn't make a difference why you would have it. You're just kind of spending your money there. With this, we added in here because we're doing the SEO for you, and you would be populating on that first page of Google. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Yes.
You guys do Siri too?
We do both, yeah. So you're on Alexa and Siri.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and then we put you on every mobile device. So you'll be on the Apple, you'll be on the Android, and then you'll also be on tablets as well. So we cover all your bases for you, okay?
Okay.
Yeah, so. So it is a month-to-month deal. Like I said, today would be $398 today. I want to just verify your business information. It does say Maple Electric here, and then the business address is, I want to just make sure this is correct, it's 445 Broad Hollow Road. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's my virtual, I had a virtual office.
Yeah.
Do I have to put my address? Because it's actually, because I work out of my home office. That's why I got it virtual.
So I would say that.
Someone told me that you don't have to, but I know that it's easier.
Yes.
To get qualified.
Yes, and I'm sorry that they told you that, but that is completely wrong. So Google will not verify you if you have a virtual office. And let me tell you why. People can make a virtual office, and then they'll have Google's name on the front end of it, and that's how people are able to get scammed, because Google can't verify that it's a real business or a real person that lives there, right? So we would need your actual address. I know you work from home. You're not taking, you know, people's electrical units back to your house and then reinstalling them. I know you guys go out there, right? But what we'll do is they just need to know that you're real. So they're going to send you a PIN verification to that address.
Uh-huh.
What we're going to do is when we build that Google profile for you, we're going to hide your address so that way it doesn't show to the public. It only shows the zip code and the city you're in. That's it. It's not going to show you.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So
okay.
I'm sorry that you had to do the virtual deal, but yeah, Google wants to see an actual estate. Like, we can't even do PO boxes with Google. They want to see an actual building so they know, like, that's a person. You know what I mean? So what is a good address for you? So that way.
So it's 131.
131.
Longfellow.
It's
one word.
One word?
It's one word. Yeah. And it's Avenue.
Mm-hmm.
And it's North Babylon, 11703.
Okay. North. Excuse me. Sorry about that. North Babylon, New York, 11703. Okay. Got that. Business phone number is 631 604-7418. Is that appropriate to put on here for people to give you a call?
The business, yeah, they can call that number. That's fine.
Okay.
Because I gotta download the app, because this is, you know, a regular line phone. And
oh,
I'm
gotcha.
Gonna download the app to put it on, so I can transfer it over to my, phone, because it's Verizon services.
Yeah.
They have like an app where I'll know that it's my clients if I'm out with another client.
That makes sense. Oh, okay, I get what you're saying. So if you're out, it'll just transfer straight to your cell phone, but they're still calling that phone number, correct?
Yeah, the app kind of pops up that I got a call, and so that's how
yeah.
I know. But I'm talking to you actually on a landline right this minute.
Gotcha, okay.
Because I was in the office.
Got it, okay. And do you, when you guys go do quotes, do you just send your husband out to do the quotes?
Yeah, my husband, he's the one that does the quotes, and he's the one that does the supervising. He's kind of like the manager, you know, of running the job and stuff, or the foreman.
Gotcha. That's a good husband to have. You guys make a good team that way then, right?
Yeah. Well, wow. He's very experienced in electrical. He's been doing it for like 20 years.
Oh, wow. Yeah. I have a ton of buddies that do electrical work. Actually, one of my buddies is a lineman, and he does electrical work for the telephone.
Yeah.
For so, but those are dangerous jobs. It really is.
Yeah.
Got to make sure all the breakers are off, or else it's not a good sign. So with the billing address, are you going to use, for the billing address, is it the 45 Broad Hollow Road, or is it the same one you gave me?
Yes, it would be the same. I guess you're going to use the same one because, oh, for billing, yes, that's the same address, correct.
So it's the North
Babylon one.
North Babylon, yeah. Yes. Let me see here really quick.
That was the only reason why I got the virtual address was because yeah. Someone told me I had to have it.
I know. A lot of people do that. Just because, like I said, they tell them, hey, you can do this instead. And it's like, no, Google doesn't allow that. Because then it's easy for somebody to just scam somebody at that point because you can't
right.
trace it back. You can't trace it back to you, right? So it takes kind of like that accountability where Google was like, oh no, we can't have that. And so they had to change that. Maybe back in the day, but not anymore. And then the zip code is the same zip code. I had your other zip code on there.
So let me ask you, have you
yeah.
ever worked with realtors before? Like, have you done the local stuff for realtors?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we've done
yeah.
realtors. We do all types of industries specific. So we work with all kinds of people. But yeah, we've done realtors as well.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because if everything works out, I have a whole crew of realtors in my office that need marketing.
Yeah. Yeah.
We have to pay for our own stuff.
Oh, that's right. You have to pay for leads, huh?
Yeah, we have to pay for all our stuff. It's the same thing because we're self-employed. It's considered
right.
our business.
So how do you pay for your leads, though? Do you, like, pay through, like, Redfin, Zillow, and stuff like that, and they send you stuff?
Yeah, some people do. Yeah, some people do. What I do is I use, it's called Vulcan 7. It's, like, mm-hmm. a dialer of all the expired listings for sale by owners, for sale by renters. They're, like, investors.
Mm-hmm.
And I communicate with them and get an appointment with them. And then I sell, because I'm more of a listing agent. I mean, I'll do buyers too, but I focus on listings. And then I just, you know, set up the appointment for them and sell their house. And at the same time, I get buyers because I have a property.
And how much money are you spending on leads for that?
Well, for that actual service, it's like almost $400.
Okay, a month?
But I'm doing all the calling and dialing, you know,
right.
I'm on an actual dialer.
Gotcha. Yeah.
It's annoying.
Yeah.
You have to, if you want to make money, you got to do it every 2 hours.
Yeah. And you're reaching
like not,
out, right?
Not every 2 hours. You got to do it 2 hours a day, at least a day.
Gotcha. Yeah.
Communicate
yeah.
with enough people.
Yeah. And you know, like a lot of people just go to like Zillow and stuff like that. So, I mean, you can go on Google and you can say, you know, real estate company near me. And like I said, you can do a search right now and you can see in the, right under the map section, you can see who's there. And those are the people that are paying for SEO right now. So that's something to definitely think about. And people go to those things all the time. They call in, they ask questions. You know how it is, you know?
Yeah.
So it's definitely a tool.
Do you do content writing? Do you do like, where you like you put content like, no, for, I know you don't, not for Facebook. I wasn't on Facebook. I was talking about for the website.
Oh, yeah. We build the website out.
You do?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We're gonna,
oh, okay.
So, like, for this, we're going to do the content for you as well. We're going to build your whole website. We will send it to you before we publish it, and you'll be like, okay, I like it. Let's publish it. Or you'll say, can we change this out? Can we put, like, you know, the Google reviews on there so people can see that there's reviews so they can just leave it right on my website. You know, I would like to have a first name, last name, email address that they can submit to me. Like, we could do all those things for you, right? Your imagination, we can put it into play for you. So
okay.
It's just however you want to run it on your website, you just let us know, and then we can make it happen.
Okay.
Yeah. So we do the contract.
I got one more question to ask you about something that I want to know if you could do. Do you know what MiniChat is? I see that you have a chat thing, but yeah, MiniChat.
Yeah, what about it?
I think that's what it's called, MiniChat. Do you know how to set those up and make funnels? Or like make the, like, you know how it does the campaigns?
Yes, and it's more of a text message deal than anything. Yes, I personally
right.
do. We do have a chat deal that we can put on your website. We do.
Mm-hmm.
That is an extra charge for it, and mm-hmm. you know we can make that for you, and it's right there on their website. So when you go to a website, you always see like somebody that it says chat with us on the bottom.
Right.
We can
text us.
Yes, yes, we can put that on your website as well, if that's what you're asking. Yeah.
Okay. Now, when yours says text us, does that, when someone starts talking to you, does that go directly to your phone?
That goes directly to one of our team members over here. But yes, it can
okay.
go directly.
They can communicate
to
with them?
Phone. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So it would either go to your phone or you would be able to like log in to like your back office. You know how everything's an app nowadays.
Yeah.
So you'd get like a notification. Hey, somebody interacted with your text box or your chat box on your website. You would go in there and you would start messaging them as well. Or you could set it up to have like, almost like a bot where you can give them questions to answer. And then based off of those questions, based off of those answers, it would go into however, you know, you would want to put
yeah,
it out.
Yeah, that's what I was talking about, like MiniChat, where they have, like, those questionnaires. I tried to do it for myself one time.
Yeah.
I got all confused.
I've done it personally for me because I've ran marketing before. Like, I used to do everything. I used to do, like, the back office of it, like the filling what do you call it? Like the actual work that goes with the fulfillment. That's what I was looking for. I used to do the fulfillment. So I've built out like funnels for people for restaurants before.
Yeah.
So I know how to do it. And yeah, I mean, it is a really good tool. I will say that because you're able to track everything. Like you're even able to track how much money somebody is spending and it can shoot into like a Google Sheets and you can see the name, their phone number and how much money they spent on that given day. And it just goes right to the Google Sheets and you can print it out and you say, oh, I made this much money on this advertisement this week. It's insane. Uh-huh. But yeah, but that's more of a like, you would utilize that. I utilize it for Facebook. when I was doing that stuff. Obviously, I went with Local Splash and started working with them because I think they're a fantastic company. But like I said, we can put something like that. It won't be, quote unquote, the name ManyChat, but it is the similar service that we can put on your website for you.
Okay.
I mean, like I said, I mean, we can gradually go up to there depending on like how you want to do it and stuff. We do charge a little extra for that, but we can build everything out and then we can kind of work our way up to that, start scaling up there. You know what I mean?
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. I was just kind of seeing how limited you guys are. Like what are all things? Because these are the things that I want to do.
Yes.
What I'm probably going to do is, I am going to do it, just to let you know, but what I'm probably going to do is this time, I'm going to, instead of putting the money into, you know, our account, I think I'm just going to completely, whatever money I make from it is the money I'm going to turn around and give back to you.
Absolutely.
And
that'd be good.
To really ramp it up. So I'm not going to keep any of the money for other expenses until I get it where I can pay you to ramp it up and make money.
Yeah, that's a great idea. And we can help you do that. Like I said, we can get you on higher placements with Google. Like I said, with that pay per click, we can do, it's called LSA. You have to go through a bigger process with Google with that. Like you have to be able to do a background check and everything like that with them. So we can put you there, as well.
LSA. Never heard of that.
So have you ever like looked into, it's called like a Google guarantee type deal. Have you ever looked at Google when you search something and you see those people like up in the boxes?
Yeah.
So that's what they're paying for. And they actually charge you per lead. They don't charge you, like it's not a flat rate. You know what I mean? So you're actually, so they're charging you basically however many leads you're getting. Almost like an Angie's List, but these are a little better than Angie's. Well, I would say a lot better, because they do vet them out. But we can definitely work your way up there as well, for sure.
I think... Yeah, you know, that's so funny that you said that because the company is called Networks, but it's spelled N-E-T-W-O-R-X.
Mm-hmm.
And that company, I think that's how they sell their leads because they get everybody to upfront put a monthly, you know, budget. And then they buy a bunch of the leads, like they pay for it. And because a lot of people that I've talked to when we were getting the deals, they were saying, I was like, how did you find us? And they're like, oh, I went on Google and it said for electric, you know, and it was an ad or something. It was on the top, you know, so they told me that. So pretty much that's what they're doing. And then they charge us $100 every time, even if it's bad.
Yeah, exactly, right? And it, I mean, when you, like I said, you're eliminating, going through us, you're eliminating that third party because we're actually putting you right where those businesses are actually acquiring their leads and then they're just selling them back to the people that are on those programs. So like an Angie's lead, they do the same thing. They're doing what you're doing. They're paying for SEO services, right? And then they're getting those leads and when they get somebody to call in, they vet it out to three or four people, and then whoever calls them first basically wins that lead. So they're making their money back on from the SEO services where we're just telling you, you don't need those guys. You can just go directly on Google and you don't have to pay that per lead type deal to get started. You know what I mean?
Right, right. Yeah that sounds, I'm hopeful with you.
Yeah.
I like that I saw you were A rating. Usually you don't see that.
Right. And it will,
because marketing companies I've looked up.
Yeah. Well, one thing that we do is we like to interact with our clients. So if you have a bad experience with us or if you're not happy, we reach out to you and we try to make it better with you, right? We're trying to help you out. So that's why we get those ratings. It's because we're constantly reaching back out to these clients that had, you know, maybe they didn't have the best experience with us or they didn't see the results and we call them to see what happened and how we can make it better. and Google likes that, the Business Better Bureau likes that. I kind of said that backwards. And then
I know what you meant.
yeah, the BBB. and then the other one that you saw us on that has a 4.9, they like that too. So we don't like to just let bad reviews be untouched, because we want to see how we can make up better for the next person. Even if they don't want to do business with us, we can make those changes, and then we can be better as a company. That's why we've been around for 18 years, you know?
Yeah.
So.
All right. Can you give me a second? And I'm going to go grab my card.
Yeah, no problem.
Okay, hold on 1 second.
Okay.
Are you there?
I am. Yes.
Okay.
All right. So what kind of payment are we doing today? Are we doing a MasterCard, Visa? Are we doing a credit card?
Master.
Okay, MasterCard. I'm ready for that number when you are.
Okay, it's 5147365565352978.
Okay.
Expiration is 8/27.
8/27.
And it's Francis Grassa. That's my husband. I don't know if you put Danielle Grassa.
I did put Danielle, but if it's Francis.
It should go through. I'm an authorized user too, so it should go through even when you say Danielle.
Oh, okay, so if I have Danielle on there, because I know, like, with our policy, if it says Francis on there, we're going to need him to confirm, but I think if you're an operator.
It's the same card number, so it really doesn't matter.
Oh, okay, so you guys have both.
Because I'm an authorized user, yeah.
Okay, so if I put the first name on there, okay. And what's the card reader name on there?
The 3-digit?
yeah.
Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah.
It's 8/48.
8/48. Okay. And, all right. And then, so can I repeat this card number back to you?
Yeah.
It's 514-736-556-535-2978. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. August. To 2027, and then 848, right?
Yep.
Okay. And then we do a security question only for your safety. So sometimes we've had this in the past, is people, third-party companies will pretend that they're local flash, and then they try to scam our customers. So we actually put a security question here for you to access your account.
Okay.
So every time somebody calls you from local flash, they'll say, "Hey, Danielle, we're local splash. What's your security question?" Let's say mother's maiden name. What's the answer? And then you'll say that, and then you'll get
okay.
Okay. So I got 3 questions. You can pick one of them: mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or your first pet's name.
We'll do my mother's maiden name because it's going to be very difficult for people to say it. So
okay.
It's Brzezinskis, and it's spelled B R. A Z I N S K A S.
Brzezinskis. That is a beautiful name, though. I've never heard that name. Out of all the
I've heard it once before.
Really?
It's Russian. Yeah, I've heard it once. And it was like some writer or something. It was weird.
Maybe it's popular in Russia, then.
It might be.
Okay, so let's Okay, I'm just writing this down because I had to write it down first so that way I could spell it correctly.
Yeah.
It's like my last name. My last name is actually German. So people are like, how do you spell that? So I'm like, all right. This is
yeah.
A.
So I asked you guys what my, like if someone tried to pretend, I would ask them what it is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so they would say, they'll call you and they'll say, hey, like, Danielle, to access your account, like, you know, they'll say, we need your security question. What's your mother's maiden name? And then you'll say, oh, it's Brzezinski. And then they're like, okay, cool.
Okay.
Yeah. You just unlocked your account. But if somebody's calling you and they're not asking you for the, if they're just like, oh, we have your account right here and they're just,
yeah.
You know, blowing sunshine, then I'd be like, no, you're not local splash because you didn't ask me my security question. Goodbye. And
you guys always ask?
Always ask, yeah. Probably not for the setup call because we have really nothing. We have to set it
right.
up. But once everything is set up, absolutely, we will, yeah. And then, so now, I have a voice verification here before I pay. That way, you know, it sets you up and it protects you as well, okay? So
wow,
before
you've had a lot of people personate you guys.
Yes, we do, because we just want to make sure that, you know, everybody is on the same page as well, right? So I'm going to walk through what we call voice verification recording, the reason because
mm-hmm.
I have you on a discounted pre-agreement for you. And it is added from the protection for you as well. All right. So everything will be sent to you in writing with your invoice. So, so as I'm walking through this, if you have any questions or you don't understand something, just stop me and just say, hey, Charlie, can you rephrase that? Or I don't know what you mean. And I'll be able to tell you how that's rephrased or anything like that. Okay. I just want to make sure that you have a firm understanding before I process a transaction. Sounds good?
Okay, yeah.
All right, here we go. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurances to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Maple Electric.
Awesome. Please state your name and title within the business.
Danielle Grasse, the CEO.
Awesome. Are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
Are you an authorized user on the billing of this account?
Yes.
Awesome. To get results as fast as possible, it's important that you are actively involved in your campaign as a result of increased visibility. Please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. You will be provided with a security question to verify the call is coming from Local Splash and not another company. So we just set that up, okay?
Okay.
All right, back to this. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
All right. In hiring Local Splash as your current marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the terms of your agreement?
Yes.
Awesome. So your payment for your initial term and account setup will be charged today. Today's date is the 11th. In a non-refundable amount of $398. When the second payment is complete, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 11th in the amount of $299. This will be a recurring payment, okay?
Okay.
You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting our client support at 877-635-6225. To prevent charges from your next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
I do. Yes.
Awesome. Let me just see something really quickly here. All right. I want to click pay. And we're almost done. I'm sorry it took so long, a lot of your time. I know
that's
we had
okay.
a lot of questions, though, too. So that's good. Okay. Awesome. Okay, so now there's one more step that I want to do. Actually, there's 2 steps that I want to do that we need to get done. So we just sent you terms and conditions. I need you to sign the terms and conditions. That was texted okay. over to you, or it was actually emailed over to you as well, because I know you don't receive text on this phone.
Okay. Access your dash. Is that it?
No.
Oh, I hit click here to accept.
It should say like terms in it as well.
Oh.
Local slash, I think it says forward slash terms.
I don't see. Maybe I just haven't gotten the email yet. Because I got the one that shows access to your dash.
Mm-hmm. If not, what else?
I don't know what's been wrong with Google lately. Like the
What I'll do is I have a link here. I'm just going to send it to you personally.
Okay.
How about that?
Okay.
I have it. I already sent you an email before, so we know that way works for sure.
Okay.
All right. So let's see here. Terms. I'm going to put T. Terms and conditions. And then Danielle. Okay. So I just sent you the link. It's going through the airwaves right now.
Okay.
Let me know when you get that.
Yeah, I just got it.
Awesome. So go ahead and click that link. And then this is the terms and conditions. So this is basically everything that we already went through, what you're getting, what we're mm-hmm. going to do. On the bottom, there's a box that say, I certify that I am the authorized holder and signer of this credit card. You need to click that and then sign it at the bottom.
Okay. Why does it say signature doesn't match? I know what it is. You probably put one in my name. But sorry, I'll just put one in.
Oh, I think I did then. I'm sorry.
So you have to start it over. It's not a big deal. People misspell my name all the time. Wait, it's still saying it. How'd you spell my name?
Let me see. I spelled it how Charles spelled it. Let me see here.
Oh, you spelled it Daniel, not Danielle.
Did we? I'm sorry. We'll be able
yeah.
to make it,
so. It's okay. All right. I'll just do
so
it right now.
Just sign it like that and then...
I'll do it that way.
And then when we have our onboarding meeting, we'll
mm-hmm.
I'll put it in the notes to change name to Danielle.
Okay.
Sorry about that.
That's okay. I've had that happen too.
Yeah. Do you drink Starbucks? I'm sure if you drink Starbucks, you've had some crazy misspells on your
yeah. name. Well, they usually call me Danny.
Okay.
I make it easy for them.
Make it easy.
Yeah.
There you go. Okay. So.
The username and password.
Awesome.
Yeah,
asking. Awesome. So,
yeah.
So that's going to come in about 5 to 7 business days, or 5 to 7 days.
Okay.
We're going to send you an email with that. That's for your dashboard. So once we have our onboarding call, we're going to
mm-hmm.
make that for you, and then we'll send you those credentials over to you as well.
Okay.
Yeah.
And
so
are you going to send me the when we're going to do the onboarding?
Absolutely. I was just, see, you got a little ahead of me there. You're one step ahead. I was going to say,
yeah.
What's the schedule like for tomorrow? And we can schedule
I'm pretty,
that
oh, actually, I have an appointment at 12:30.
Because
I'm going to a new company for real estate. Mm-hmm. So I can either do in the morning or mm-hmm. in the afternoon.
Okay.
Like, so I have an appointment at 12:30.
Yeah, so our onboarding teams, we're on the West Coast, so we're 3 hours ahead of you.